sit with yourselves. Can we just talk about this for a second? Can we talk about how we avoid ourselves? See, we move through life thinking like we avoid certain type of people. We don't want to be around fake people. We don't want to be around shady people. We don't want to be around liars. We don't want to be around whatever, 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 right? We just don't want to be around those fucking type of people. I don't want those people in my space. But the fact of the matter is that we avoid ourselves on a daily basis. We move through life just doing the same routine every single day without sitting and facing ourselves at all. Half of us don't even know why we do the shit we do because we've never sat with ourselves. When's the last time you actually sat with yourself? Not just your thoughts, but like sat and examined yourself, examined your thoughts, examined your actions. Put some analysis into who the fuck you are. Why do you do what you do? Why do you say the things that you say? Why do you react to people and certain things they say or they do in a certain way? I'm gonna be completely honest. It is fucking hard to sit with yourself. It is hard to sit with your feelings, your thoughts, your emotions, your behaviors, and examine them and become self-aware of them and who you are in that present moment. And then dig in even deeper to say, okay, well, let me analyze, why the heck do I do this? Why do I do this? Why do I jump to that reaction? Why do I say this every time this similar situation happens? It is the hardest thing in the world to sit with yourself. See, we can avoid people all day long, but we're very good at avoiding ourselves. You can sit in the house all day long, right? And be alone. But you're not alone. You don't even want to face yourself. You don't even want to go look in the mirror at yourself. You don't even want to sit down with a journal and write out the things that you're thinking in your head. You're just letting them flow through your head and being like, well, that's who I am. No, that's not just who you are. Ask yourself, why are you that way? Because here's the thing. A lot of us have traits, habits, characteristics, what will you, that we don't like about ourselves. But we don't want to face them in order to change them. A lot of us use this statement of, it's just who I am. No, that's a toxic statement, okay? It is not just who you are. Because we can at any given moment change who we are by changing our thought process, by changing our habits, by changing our patterns. So it's not, this is just who I am, take it or leave it. That's great. Except for other people that you're avoiding are saying the same crap. And you're like, well, I'm gonna leave you. But then when people leave you, you wonder why. It's the same concept. You're saying this is just who I am. No, not everything about you is great, sis. Bro, if you happen to be a guy, listen to this. Not everything about you is great. There are things about you that do need to be adjusted. They do need to be changed. They do need to be rehabbed. But you have to sit with yourself in order to know what those things are. So for me personally, if I'm going to share a little bit of my story and be vulnerable with you. I thought I had been sitting with myself. So when my daughter was in fifth grade, she's in eighth grade now. In fifth grade, we had a really, really rocky year in school. Really bad. It was her first psychiatric hospital stay. It's when I began to learn about 504s and IEPs. It's when we initially got in ADHD diagnosis, but then on top of that, we had gotten a schizophrenia disorder diagnosis, and I'm like, what the actual fuck is going on right now? I didn't fully believe those diagnoses, but at the time, it was like, what do I do? Something is wrong. Something is off here. And after her second psychiatric hospital stay, I began to go therapy myself because I was like, I am not equipped to be this child's mother. I'm just going to put that shit out there. That's what I said to myself at the time. I am not equipped to be this child's mother. I was freaking going insane. I was beating myself up thinking it was something that I had did. I was beating myself up because I didn't think that I was capable of being the mom that she needed me to be in the state that she was in. I was beating myself up because my other children were seeing what were going on. And I'm thinking, oh my God, they're being destroyed mentally, emotionally, blah, blah, blah. And I could not cope. I felt like I literally was going to have a nervous breakdown. Now, let me preface that by saying, I still feel like I'm going to have a nervous breakdown a lot of days, but I can handle it differently. Why can I handle it differently? I can handle it differently because back then I decided to go to therapy because I thought, quote unquote, that I needed to go because I needed to learn how to cope and handle being a mom of a child that had special needs. Bitches, listen, I needed to go to therapy for me. I got up in therapy and was and the therapist is like, why are you here? And I'm like telling them all about my daughter. And at the time I was struggling in my marriage too. I mean, that wasn't a publicly known situation, but I wasn't feeling happy and satisfied in my marriage as well. And so those were the two things that I went and talked to the therapist about initially. And then I realized, oh, a lot of this has to do with my thinking. A lot of this is me. And so I began working on me. I thought I had already been working on me. I mean, 3 years prior, like I lost like 120 to 150 pounds because my weight would fluctuate sometimes. Overall, it was, without gaining anything back, would have been 150 pounds. But listen, that was physical weight. I thought I had lost some emotional and weight and shifted my mindset. And in some areas I did, but overall not enough. Not enough to be okay with sitting with myself and truly, truly looking at myself. And so, you know, I started out, I had this male therapist and that's great. It's fine. The thing about going to a therapist is that sometimes the first therapist that you go to is not a great fit. And so this guy would literally tell me to belittle my husband. And that's just not something that I felt like you should do in a marriage, especially if you want a marriage to get better and you want communication to get better and you're looking how to communicate on what makes each other happy and how to, you know, grow together as a couple while growing individually. And so I didn't take his advice a lot of times and I'd get even more frustrated. And so eventually I decided to find a different therapist. And so my therapist that I've been with now for about 2 years, she challenges me. You know, she really, really challenges me. She just doesn't give me exercises to do, like, legitimately in the middle of a session will be like, well, why are you thinking that way? And that made me start to think like, I don't know. I've always just been like this. Well, why are you like this? Oh shit. Here come the hard questions. Here comes the part where you actually have to sit with yourself. You have to sit and look internally and begin to analyze, why am I the way that I am? And I kind of put it off because a lot of crap happened, right? My daughter was in and out of the hospital again. My other children started to have behavioral problems at school and or at home that hadn't quite rolled into school yet. My youngest child, the baby of the crew, she wasn't talking. So she was going through speech therapy and then trying to get her services because we knew something was off. And it was a lot going on. And then in May of 2020, things kind of came crashing down in my head because, you know, that rocky marriage I talked about, that was rocky for a while. That wasn't really public knowledge. Well, that kind of blew up. I slid down the mountain into the valley and just realized that my husband was walking around miserable, and I confronted him about it, and he gave me a whole mouthful and then some. And initially my reaction was, well, if you're not happy, then why are we even together? We should get a divorce. And at the time, I didn't know why I said that. In my head, I'm thinking, oh, I said that because if you're not happy with somebody and you've been with them this whole time and they're still not making you happy and you can't communicate with each other why you're not happy and what will make you happy and grow together and stuff, then why the fuck are we even together? And so I started going to therapy twice a week instead of once a week. And I began digging a little bit deeper. And my therapist says, well, why did you say it? Well, because he's not happy. Why the hell do you want to be with me if you're not happy, right? No. It's deeper than that. Why did you say it? Because I didn't want to be rejected, so I rejected him first. You're rejecting me. You're telling me you're not happy. So before it even goes any further into rejection, I'm just going to jump out there, put up my wall, put up my defense mechanism and say, boom, I'm going to reject you first. And then after I sit with it for a little while, I'll think about, oh, damn, I probably shouldn't have jumped that route. But I didn't want to get hurt. I was already hurt. I didn't want to get any more hurt. So let me just try to get out of the hurt and the rejection by doing that shit first. That's when the real work started for me. It started with that question in that session. See, I had been in therapy for 2.5 years, but I hadn't really sat with myself. Oh, I've done some work, shifted some mindsets, began to turn my negative thinking about myself around, becoming more self-aware of my thoughts. But what I wasn't doing was digging to the root cause of everything, digging to the root cause of why I am the way I am, why I do the things I do, why I say the things I say, why I can't shake some of the shit that I do, like why do I have trouble changing it? Why does it seem so ingrained in me? And that's the thing that most of us won't do. We won't go to that level. We will say, this is how I am. We will say, this person did this to me when I was younger, so now that's why I am like that. Understand that just as fast as you can create a defense mechanism or put up a wall, you can also work as effectively to change that defense mechanism to where it's a healthy coping strategy or tear down that wall. But we're too busy keeping our defenses up that we're even defending ourselves from ourselves. That we're not willing to look within and sit with ourselves so that we can become the best version of ourselves. Not saying that the person we are today isn't good, but understanding that every single one of us has the potential to be greater than we are today. But that comes by being able to sit with yourself. So when was the last time you sat with yourself? When was the last time you stopped avoiding yourself and actually examined yourself? And that's your homework for this week, y'all. Sit with yourself. Even if just for 20 minutes, sit with yourself and examine yourself. Really think about why you do the things you do. My stuff, it went back to childhood. Why did I avoid harder conversations? Because when I was a child, asking questions was frowned upon. It was just whatever adults said, that was it. You couldn't question them. Not even in a respectful way. Like, you just didn't question. There were no questions asked. Why did I feel like I always had to go out of my way to do extra things for people to show them that I loved them and cared about them? Because I wasn't used to getting the love that I deserved growing up. Not to say that my mama and my grandmother and my stepdad didn't love me or my stepmother didn't love me. Not to say any of that, because they did in the best way that they could. But to feel like you're not loved like you need to be loved, you're not wanted like you need to be wanted, and to feel that from a child up and feel like you always have to overcompensate by pleasing other people so that they'll want to be around you, that's how you create a people pleaser, y'all. straight up, I was a straight up people pleaser. It's something I'm still working on breaking today. But I never knew why I did it until I sat with myself and I went back to that place of when I first started doing it. Why did I first start doing it? It was because I wanted to feel like my, those people that were supposed to be my support system, that were supposed to care for me, that's supposed to love me. Again, not saying that they didn't, they did in their own way. I wanted to feel like they wanted me around. So I people pleased. And that translated into me becoming a people pleaser as I got older. Because I wanted people to be around me. So if I did things that people liked, if I cared for them in a special way, meaning like paying attention to details and going out of my way to like get things that they liked or to do things that they liked, or being loyal as fuck and always showing up and having their back no matter what. That's a form of people pleasing too, y'all, because sometimes we're loyal to people that we have no business being loyal to, but that is another topic. That they would want to be around me more. That somehow they would eventually see my worth and my value, even though I wasn't aware of my own worth and value. They would see it and they would begin to love me how I needed to be loved. They would want to be around me. That's just one example, y'all. But you won't get to that point if you don't sit with yourself. Sit with your demons. Face to face. Sit with those parts of you that you don't like, that you don't understand. Sit with them. And examine them. Analyze them. Because when you do that, that's when you can begin to have real change in your life. That's when you can really say, okay, that's a piece of me that I don't like and I don't want to be a part of me. So now that I know where the root of it's from, I'm going to dig that fucking root up, kick that root out the door, because that doesn't belong to me anymore. But you got to sit with yourself. That's your homework for this week, y'all. Sit with yourself 20 minutes. Even if it's just one thing that you sit and you self-examine on as one more thing than you self-examined on yesterday. Stay peacefully whole. I will talk to you next time.